Estás escuchando el programa Food Blog Radio. Travel around the world with your hosts, Gary House and Sarah DeLue, as they take you behind the scenes of your favorite food blogs, speaking directly to the culinary artists who created them.
Me.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Food Blog Radio. Gary, how are you?
I'm having a marvelous time sitting here chatting with you, as always, my dear.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, so where are we going today?
Today, we are headed to Utah to talk with Ashley Marie from Ashley Marie Cakes.
Very nice. Salt Lake City, Utah, if I remember.
Yes, I think so.
Which is one of my favorite places to go.
It's so beautiful there. I went there for the first time back in February for a conference, and it just beautiful, beautiful area.
Some great history there too.
Definitely. Well, let's head over and start chatting with Ashley, shall we?
Let's hook it up.
With the lovely Ashley Marie from Ashley Marie Cakes. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, Ashley, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ashley, thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited to hear all about what goes on behind the scenes at Ashley Marie Cakes and learn about you and your family. You have a big family.
I do. I have 5 children and a husband.
So 6 children.
Yes, pretty much.
No offense.
Some days.
No offense, Gary. I'm sure your wife would say the same thing.
Quite often. I'm willing to admit it.
And you look so young, Ashley. Every time I hear you say, I have 5 kids, I just am blown away that you even have that many children, let alone,
thank you. I certainly don't feel it.
So how long have you been married? How old are your kids?
We just celebrated our 15th wedding anniversary. And my oldest is 14 and just started high school, which is really trippy for me because I remember so clearly being 14 and being in high school, and to have one there is just pretty insane. But we have a nice spread. My kids are 10 years apart from the beginning to end. So I still have a almost 4-year-old at home to keep me crazy and active and on the younger side of things as well.
We were just talking about Gary has his oldest just started high school too, right, Gary?
Yeah, we have a lot of parallels. I just had my 15-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Why anybody would want to spend 15 years with me? It's still up in the air as far as, and questionable. But yeah, I just had my
children, oldest, both of you. Children.
My oldest at home start high school also, so I know the pain.
Oh, man, yeah. She comes home and asks these questions about, you know, Mom, is this the right social rule? And am I doing this right? And I'm like, oh, honey, it's just so different than when I was in high school. You know, they have phones, they text, they don't like call each other and hang out. It's so weird.
It is different. And the teachers are all technologically attached to it all.
Yes.
That's driving me crazy. Yeah, I already have enough to do digitally. So
yes.
We have the same notes.
So, well, congratulations on 15 years and 5 kids. That's, how do you handle all that and be able to do your blog?
Everybody has that thing that's their priority and everything else kind of gets left behind. So, you know, for me, the priority is making sure the kids are happy and healthy and taken care of. And then it kind of goes down from there. And so the stuff that gets left off is sleeping. Eating well. I mean, I eat really well. I just don't necessarily eat healthy. And my house is pretty much a sty all the time. The kitchen's the one area I make sure is always clean. And other than that, it's just kind of a cluttered gobbledygook.
But that happens when you have so many people running around all the time.
It does. It does. I mean, you'd think that out of the 6 others, they'd all also want the house clean. But yeah, no, they'd rather play video games. So it. Our Saturdays tend to be catching up versus, you know, going out and playing as a family. But we're working on it. We just moved a couple months ago, and we're trying to find our new normal. And hopefully we'll be able to get in a good groove soon. So
takes time.
It does.
It does.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean by things being in chaos constantly. You know, in our house, you know, my wife works full time to support me, which is proper.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, I play at blogging, which is, you know, good. And you got the two kids and everything else is kind of like, you know, next week.
Right. I was named after Ashley Wilkes in Gone with the Wind. So, of course, you know, the timeless line, after all, tomorrow is another day. Pretty much my motto.
Yes, absolutely. Has to be. So what challenges do you find with this big, you know, this big family, this big lifestyle that you have? And you started out your blog, like everybody, rather small. Hey, I think I'm gonna do this. And it just grows and grows and grows. So talk about some of the challenges that you've had to get to where you are.
Yeah, you know, I think I've been blogging for 8 years now. And you can kind of tell when someone started blogging by what their kind of like why they started. You know, my why is so different than someone who started in the last couple of years. In the last couple of years, it's usually along the lines of, it looks like a good way to stay at home with my kids and make a living. Where 8 years ago when I started, making a living from blogging was like not even in anybody's mind of or realm of possibility. And so I started 8 years ago to support my cake business, actually. I kind of fell into blogging accidentally. I knew that if I wanted to sell my cakes, I needed some kind of website where I could send potential clients to. And so I couldn't afford a website. And I thought, oh, these blog things are free. I can set it up, put pictures of my cakes. And then I discovered food bloggers. And I'm like, well, I make great food. So I started including recipes. And then it just kind of spiraled out of control from there. You know, it was just a hobby that turned that was passion of mine and kind of was my sanity check, you know, with five kids. And my husband was actually living in India at the time. And we only had four. One was just a couple weeks old. My husband was in India. We had just moved to a new state. And having that thing that in the evenings I could just kind of do for myself kind of was my sanity check. It kept me as me, not just as me, the mom, just struggling to be a homemaker constantly. And so I fell into blogging. And I didn't really mean for it to spiral into what it is today. It's just kind of, I've just said yes as doors have opened. And but challenge, man, you know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to juggling. You know, something's always got to give. You know, a lot of people talk about finding your balance, and I've never found balance ever. You know, it's just a juggle from, you know, sun up to sundown, and what on the to-do list is going to get done and what on the to-do list is not, you know, so that's the biggest challenge for me is finding that balance where my family doesn't suffer, my blog doesn't suffer, and I personally don't suffer. And as long as we're all doing pretty good, then I feel like I'm juggling in a good way.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard. And every day changes. And every day there's something new that comes up that needs to be dealt with. And so you just kind of pick and choose priorities, right?
Yeah, exactly. And as long as I think you have those 5-year, 1-year, and quarterly goals, and not just in your business, but a personal goal, a business goal, you know, kind of a spiritual goal, if you will. And if you know kind of where you want your overall life to be, then you can say no to things and yes to things, I think, more effectively and quicker and not spend so much time on difficulties.
Now, do you have all of those set up for you? Because you said sometimes your to-do list happens, sometimes it doesn't. Do you go off of those goals that you make?
Definitely. I have my 5-year goals and where I want to be and then the 1-year goal and the quarterly. And that helps. You know, when you're looking at a to-do list that's like 50 long at the beginning of the day, then yeah, the ones that are going to help me accomplish those goals are going to get done a lot sooner.
That's great. And see, that is a balance though.
Yeah, of sorts. Yeah, I guess.
Definitely. So you just kind of fell into food blogging. Now tell us a little bit about your cake business. Like, how long have you been doing that?
Well, I started doing cakes 9 years ago. And like I said, I did it for about a year before I'm like, I need an online presence and turn to the blog. And these days, I actually probably say no to way more cakes than I say yes to, because I'm able to make more money on the other ways that I use my time. I make a lot more teaching cake decorating. Right now I'm looking to launch e-classes because I love teaching live and I love teaching in person, but there's only so many people in my area who want to learn what I have to teach. And so I'm trying to find a way to expand that. So I'm looking to create live, so you can ask questions and, you know, live e-classes and helping people make the cakes that I enjoy teaching them. So I make a lot more money doing that than I do selling cakes anymore. So unless somebody brings me a cake that's just really in my wheelhouse, you know, it's carved, it's huge, it's themed, it's epic, then I tend to just send them on to another cake decorator in the area. So it's kind of, you know, I never would have expected that. So
that's great. Now, you said huge carved themed cakes. Is there, because I'm curious, and I will go like right now while we're chatting, like where can I go to see pictures of these epic things? I know you do videos, and I am a huge fan of your videos. I share them often because I just think you're so fun. but now I want to see these big cakes.
Probably. You know, I have a cake website that doesn't get updated very often. But really the best place is to go to my blog under the cakes tab. And then there should be, you know, there's party cakes and themed cakes and wedding cakes and all that stuff. And so, my favorite carved cake that I've done in the last little bit was for a blog post for the Muppets Most Wanted DVD release. And I really wanted to capture that whole Kermit and Constantine dynamic and how they're twins but not twins and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I created probably a 2.5 foot, 3 foot tall cake with Kermit on one side back to back with Constantine on the other. And it's completely carved. And
I have a I'm looking at it right now. It's a fun one. Adorable.
Thank you. So there's a full tutorial on how I did that in pictures. And I wish I'd been doing video back then. It would have made a really epic video.
You can always make it again, right?
I know. I tend not to do repeats. Yeah. I get bored so easily.
But you're going to have to do it for your classes.
Yes. I
think that is. And I will mimic Sarah. You do make great videos. I watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one.
Yeah, he's a cute one.
With rapt attention. It was just like, that's just amazing. And so you do very, very well with.
Thank you.
And I encourage you to keep it going. So
I've really enjoyed it. It's, you know, I always tell people I'm not really the best writer in the world, but writing a recipe isn't really that hard. But for me, I'm in person is where I really shine, where I really get to excite and make people laugh and really connect. And so the videos have just been a fantastic medium. I wish I'd started them years ago. It is so much fun.
Do you do all the shooting yourself?
I do. I'm a one-woman show right now. I do all the shooting, all the editing, everything. It's incredibly time-consuming, but I'm getting faster.
Yeah, I don't know where you find time to sleep.
She doesn't, really remember? That's the thing that gets cut off.
Yeah.
I try to go to bed around 2 a.m., but it often turns into 4 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, I get up to get the kids off. So,
that's unbearable. I couldn't imagine.
Now, do you take naps? Are you a believer in naps?
You know, I hate sleeping, period. I wish if I could get away with never sleeping at all. It is such a waste of time for me. It's like my kryptonite. I know some people just really love it and look forward to it, and I just don't. I lay there in bed for like 30 minutes to an hour going, I could be doing something. I could be doing something. It takes me so long to fall asleep. I've never been a big sleeper. And I tend to on Sundays. Sunday's my nap day. We get home from church. My husband and I just go crash and let the kids. My oldest, 14, she'll take care of lunch on Sundays, and we both just get a good nap in to get started on the next week properly.
Good for you. So let's go back before husband, before kids, and tell us about your roots. Where did they start?
You'd think I would have a quick answer to this after answering it so many times for the show. All right, where did I start? My parents always really felt strongly about like dinner at home. And so as busy as we were, we really had meals and dinners at home. But my parents weren't really experimental in the kitchen. They had, you know, the 8 dishes that our family loved, and then we just rotated through them, and we all kind of helped and chipped in. My dad made just as many meals as my mom did, and it never really occurred to me to expand beyond that. And then when I turned, I want to say 15, and I started going to dances on the weekends with my friends, I would always invite them back. My house was always the place that everybody was welcome. My parents were really great with my friends. And so everybody would come over to my house afterwards, and we just started making desserts. You know, it started with Texas sheet cake and my dad's chocolate chip cookie recipe. Both of those are on my blog, and they're just like – they were my go-to. They were fast. They were easy. I can get a Texas sheet cake in the oven in under 11 minutes at this point. You know, it's memorized. And there was one time, though, where we somehow, I was too many cooks in the kitchen. I was doing it with my friend Corey, and somehow the sugar and the salt got mixed, and it was the most epic fail ever. It was so bad. But other than that, yeah, it just kind of started that way. And then I started making my grandma snickerdoodles, and I loved getting recipes from my grandparents that they passed down, and tamales from my grandma who grew up in Mexico. And it just kind of went from there. And then I started college, and actually then I got married and started making food for my husband. And it was the same eight recipes I grew up with, the same eight dinners. And my husband and I eat really differently. He would be vegetarian if I let him, and I am all carnivore. And so we kind of had to find this mix with enough veggies for him and enough meat for me. And then we moved to Japan, and all of a sudden I'm in a foreign country. And I craved things that I couldn't get there. I craved bagels and homemade tortillas and eggnog. And so I decided I would learn how to make it myself. And that's really where my from scratch journey began and my experimenting in the kitchen. And I've just never looked back. Ever since then, it's been, you know, I want spinach dip. I learned how to make spinach dip. And if I'm, you know, craving eggnog, I learn how to make eggnog. And I, you know, the more outlandish, the better. You know, at this point, I make my own laminated dough. I make my own croissants. I love trying something new, like these popular waffle trucks that are all over the place, and then going, all right, this is good, but I want to make it from home. I don't want to have to be on a truck's, you know, schedule and find it. And if I want one, I want to make it. So yeah, that's kind of how I discovered all the from scratch stuff that I do.
Very cool.
Now, Japan is not the only other country that you've lived in, is it? Haven't you been other places as well?
I have moved 34 times in my life, but Japan is my only foreign country.
Wow.
Although North Carolina felt pretty foreign.
Where were you born?
I was born in Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I grew up all over the Portland area. If you look at a map of Portland, I can like point to all the cities that I lived in. Mm-hmm. They're just all right in that community.
So, Ashley, you have moved around all over the country. You've been to Japan and back. You started this amazing cake business that, you know, I've been looking at pictures while we've been chatting, and I love everything that you build and things like that. So what does the future look like for Ashley Marie Cakes? What are you up to?
I am really excited about what's coming up. I've had so many doors open in the last couple months that it's actually taken that 5-year plan that I created and shortened it to the point that I'm just trying to keep up with everything that's happening because it's so exciting. I'm doing a show with the Food Network. I'm one of the bakers on the Halloween Baking Championship. I'm really excited about that opportunity.
Yay, that's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was so much fun. You know, a dream had always been to be on TV. So my husband just was so supportive, and my in-laws, and watching the kids and making sure I could do it. And it was fabulous. And now, like I said, I love teaching. My real passion with all of this, the reason that I blog, the reason that I teach classes is I love empowering women. I love having clients. Don't get me wrong. I love a cake order, but I really love when someone comes to me and said this and sends me a picture. This is the cake I made based on your tutorial. My daughter loved it. You know, that's what I really love. I want to get these women or dads who want to make something and make their child happy or bake something in the kitchen that just really thrills them. So I'm going to be doing live e-classes and, you know, kind of in any way they want to do. I have a survey out right now just to ask my readers what they want, and then I'll teach whatever it is that they want. And I really want to, I tell myself, I'm not a home cook, I'm a home chef. And I want these women to know, or men, that you don't have to go to culinary school to make amazing food. You can do it yourself with the right tips and tricks. And I want to kind of get their juices flowing and encourage them to do that. So I'm really excited about that. And then I am working on a couple ebooks and writing a proposal for a real cookbook and with all my cake and frosting recipes.
That is awesome. And you are the perfect personality to be on TV, I have to tell you.
Thank you. Every single time,
Ashley and I know each other through going to food conferences. And Ashley attends quite a bit of food conferences. In fact, she just got back from one
last night.
So And honestly, every time I see her, I just think, wow. That's why I told you earlier, you just don't look like you have five kids. And she's a great personality. Gary, have you met Ashley at a conference before?
I have. Well,
kind of.
Seen her across the room.
Afar, yes. But she's also went or participated in several of the YouTube Foodie Mastermind group calls that we had when she had that amount of free time. And thing hasn't had any free time to join us.
No, I haven't recently.
I know of her, and I've certainly seen her many times. And
yeah, we were at a conference at the same time, but our paths didn't really cross at that conference.
Didn't have much of an opportunity. But
we were all in Vegas together in November. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. That's
right. And I think IFBC, and you were at Camp Lagaway before, I believe, weren't you?
I did IFBC, I want to say 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah, then that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, you brought up three things there that I want to talk about, but
all right.
I want to go back and briefly touch on your show, because this podcast is going to be released on Friday
October 2nd, I believe.
October 2nd, and your show airs?
October 5th.
October 5th, so we're going to have a little bit of a scoop on everybody here announcing it. And that's going to be on the Food Network, you said?
Yes, every Monday in October. It's 4 episodes long, starting October 5th. And we go from 7 bakers down to 1 winner. So it was really exciting to film, and I'm sure it's going to be exciting to watch.
Oh, we can't wait.
We are looking forward to tuning in.
We got our fingers crossed, and we're rooting for you, girl.
Thanks.
Now, I'm going to jump because I want to know also about, and we talked a little bit about the e-learning, but what platform, because I'm into this stuff, what platform are you planning on presenting that on?
You know, that is my biggest hiccup right now. I've tried Zoom, and I'm working on testing out a couple others, but I haven't narrowed down which one I think will be the easiest for my e-learners to use, because I know a lot of them aren't as technical as I am, and I want to make sure that it's something that they can just easily access and get on without too much complication, because I want to get straight to them being able to do it. So I want me to be able to see them to be able to see me, and then we can show each other close-ups of what we're working on so that they can really get questions as if they were in the kitchen right there with me. So I'm up. If you have a suggestion, I'm totally open to it.
Yeah, no, that's great. I perhaps will have a few ideas to share with you. I've been thinking about that stuff myself.
Are these going to be, Ashley, group classes? Or like, can somebody call you and say, okay, I really want to make this, but I need help?
Yeah, I'm going to offer both. I'm going to offer small classes of like 5 people. And then I'm also going to offer one-on-one for people who just really want to make sure that they have all the attention, or who want to learn something so specific that maybe other people aren't as interested in it.
That's great.
Well, you have a lot going on there. I'm sorry I had to jump in, Sarah, and ask those two questions. They were right on the tip of my tongue.
No, you're fine.
I had to jump in on them. I'm very, very excited about the Food Network show. I can only wish and hope that you will have even more opportunities after that, that the world's just going to fall in love with you as we have, and that continues to prosper and become to perhaps your own show.
I would love that. Yeah, I would absolutely love that.
Very, very cool. And I think you have that dynamic personality and character that allow you to do that. So,
oh, thank you so much.
That would be cool. And you know, it would be really cool, Sarah, would be able to take personal classes from such a celebrity.
Yes, I agree.
Spectacular.
I have old pictures of Ashley and I together. I can say, look, I knew her when.
No blackmail pictures there?
No. Oh, no. I have pictures of her eating sushi. Does that count as blackmail? No.
I was thinking perhaps so. You might get a free class.
No.
Speaking of free lesson.
No. And, you know, one of the things that I love, Ashley, about you, too, is that you're so diverse. Not only do you do cakes and cook and things like that, you also have crafts and things that you do. You knit and you do all kinds of other things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, funny enough, my very, you know, for being a cake blogger, food blogger, and themed party foods, those are my three focuses. My one of my crochet patterns is actually my number one post and has been for 3 years now. It's pretty crazy. Oh. You know, when I had my youngest, I started the blog and I only had four children. And when I had my youngest, you know, there's just, you're nursing all the time and you have this little baby and you're not sleeping. And so there wasn't a lot of in the kitchen stuff going on, but I was sitting around and crocheting, you know, while nursing. And so I just thought, I'm the type of person in food, in crochet, in crafts, and everything that I see something, I'm like, you know what, I can do that myself. So I just saw a picture of booties and I decided, oh, I can make that myself. And I just kind of figured it out. That's the part of it I really enjoy, the process. And so I did. I figured it out. And afterwards, somebody asked me about it. I'm like, well, you know what? I wrote down my notes as I was making it. I should just share that. So I'm in no way a professional pattern writer, but I just shared the way that I did it. And it's been huge. My second one that's actually probably going to overtake those booties this year are the bearded beanies.
Yes, I love those.
Yeah, they went a little viral last year with BuzzFeed featuring them. And people really love those bearded beanies on babies. And again, it was just something that I made for my baby that I thought was cute. And I haven't written a pattern in years because that's just not my focus anymore. It's just not what I have time for. But people still really love those. So, but yeah, for a while there when I was pregnant and I just had an aversion to food and those first, you know, couple months after he was born, I had to have something else that I could share. And so yeah, it was crafts and crochet and decor around the house and stuff like that. But now I'm back to pretty much spending most of my time in the kitchen.
Yeah. And I love all your makeup tips too and everything else. That's awesome.
Thank you. Well, I figured, you know, we all kind of need just a little quick makeup. We can just go and run and still feel like ourselves.
Right. I agree. Don't you agree, Gary?
I so need help there. Well, I think that's pretty spectacular. I know how makeup is so big on YouTube these days.
Yeah, it is.
It can become just a world in itself. You can find yourself with so many different channels, so many different directions. You're going to need a crew.
I do. If I can get to the point where I can hire an editor, I would love to expand. Like I said, we just bought a house and I repainted all my kitchen cabinets and I'm recovering my counter with epoxy. And those are things that I would love to share because, again, I'm a do-it-yourself girl. And I think that my audience is like that too. Anybody who likes cooking for scratch also probably likes doing a lot of other stuff on their own. So, but time. But I did video the cabinets, so I have them sitting there waiting to be edited at some point and someday.
You need a talent manager to coordinate all this stuff. Really. I mean, you're that close where you have to start thinking about it because you have so many amazing projects and so many things taking off that you just need to be able to hand it to somebody and say, okay, run my life. I'm just going to do No, seriously.
It's true. You're right. I do.
Talent stuff. You run the business. And yeah. Make everything else happen. So I wish that happens sooner than later for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have you ever thought of contacting like a local college and getting an intern?
You know, I have. I live in Utah and there are a lot of bloggers in Utah and the local colleges have been burnt pretty badly by bloggers who maybe were a little quick to jump the gun using interns and not using them effectively and not really teaching them. I'm all about creating win-win situations. And it happens when an industry like ours is young and growing. There's going to be hiccups. So I've had a hard time trying to go that route. If anybody out there wants to come be an intern, I'm happy to share all of my knowledge with them.
I volunteer.
Yeah, no, I definitely am at the point that I need help. And it's just kind of a matter of taking the time to sit down and
that time that you have, you know, your spare time.
Right, all that.
It's all a challenge.
Yeah.
But
it's a fun challenge, you know? I mean, yes, it's challenge, but at the same time, it's a good problem to have. It's exciting.
Yeah, I don't think too many people are going to complain about living that right now. But what advice do you have for anybody that, you know, you talked about your 8-year blog and then the 2-year blogs. And of course, everybody that starts a 2-year blog or starts a blog tomorrow is going to think they're going to become rich. And you mentioned that. But what advice do you have to people as far as the reality of blogging goes?
You know, I tell people, I get asked this all the time because I go around and speak at conferences. I would tell anybody who's looking to start a blog because they need money, if they need it to support their family, I would suggest that they don't start a blog. Go get a job at your favorite store where you can get a discount on whatever it is you know, you buy a lot, and support your family that way if it's a need. If it's just something that you want to be able to share what you love and hopefully make money at it, then yes, of course, pursue it. It's changing so much. I mean, we are such a baby industry, and it's already gone through so many changes. And I think it's still finding its feet. I think it had this little bubble of making a ton of money, and now it's finding its feet. The ad networks are realizing that maybe their ROI isn't quite what they hoped it was. So ads are kind of settling now. Sponsored posts are kind of settling now. It's kind of finding this, I think, long-term possibility. And blogging in and of itself is not going to be a way to make a full-time financial job anymore. You have to have something else that the blog is pointing towards, whether it's ebooks or videos or cookbooks or a product line. You know, I have seen my friends who are successfully supporting themselves and their family, they have more than one outlet. The blog is like the center of a spoke, and they have all these other options coming off of it, whether it's aprons or t-shirts or, you know, my friend Jen from Tater Tots and Jello has turned it into this entire line of crafts with a professional, you know, crafts company. And that's just a great way to go. But by itself, blogs are now settling. There's so many out there. It's so saturated. And just relying on ads and affiliates and sponsored posts is, that's three spokes, but it's also not going to cut it at the end of the day. And with the way things are changing, we're all mobile now. You know, how much of internet browsing are you doing on your phone versus on your laptop or even a tablet? And it's hard to read a full blog post that way, but it's easy to watch a video that way. So I would encourage anyone to do video of some sort, whether it's live streaming with Periscope, which I'm really getting into and finding to be a lot of fun, or the beautiful long-term evergreen content that is YouTube and, you know, is in and of itself the second largest search engine. You know, it's just, you need to have a foot there as well. And so it's really all about diversifying. My biggest advice to anybody would be to be diverse, to not count on one stream to really be able to support what you're doing.
Excellent. Solid, solid advice.
All right. Well, Ashley, we are coming to the end of our time, and I just want to say thank you very much for, you know, getting up early after your long night and coming to visit and share with us. We are very excited about what the future has in store for you. We know it's going to be great.
Thank you. This has actually been really fun. This is my first podcast.
Oh, yay.
And hey, podcasts right there. That's another spoke in your wheel.
It is.
It's a great way to go. They're so popular right now.
Yeah. That's what we're doing to travel the world right now. So we're having a lot of fun doing that. Where, Ashley, and go through this and let us know exactly where all your fans are going to be able to find you.
There's a lot. You know, I'm one of those people who, as soon as a new platform starts, I go out and get my name on it because I don't want someone else to take that. I'm Ashley Marie Cake or Ashley Marie Cakes on pretty much every platform you can possibly imagine. From Snapchat, which I don't use very often because my audience really isn't there. It's younger, but I got my name on it. But no, really, I spend most of my time on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope. Pinterest is a huge one for me. And of course, YouTube, and then on the blog itself.
All right. Well, I'm sure that you're going to see your fan base grow ridiculously.
I have been told one of the contestants on the show with me has actually done a couple other shows as well. And he said that Twitter got really big. And so I'm working really hard at being more active in Twitter. You know, I was on it years ago, and then I kind of fell in love with other platforms. So I'm trying to really get back to Twitter a lot, and Periscoping is helping with that. But he said that Twitter went really high and that Facebook friend requests went really high. I'm a little protective of my family. So the Facebook friend requests is not really where I spend most of my time. I spend most of my time on my Facebook page.
Well, when you are a huge TV personality and you ever want to drop a name, my last name spelled H-O-U-S-E.
Food blog radio.
Food blog radio, yeah.
We'll be part of somebody else's interview. You'll say, you know, yeah, way back when I did this, you know, my first podcast ever was.
Yes, exactly.
with you know, Gary
you
and Sarah.
You guys got my feet wet.
Food blog, that's right. Food blog radio. Food blog radio.
All right. Well, Ashley, we're going to have to wrap this up. We don't want to, but you have to. And I can't say enough how appreciative we are that you've spent this time with us today.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun. All right, everyone. We will see you again next time. Thanks, Ashley.
Bye.
Sarah, we have just spent 30 minutes with an up-and-coming superstar.
I agree. That was such a great conversation with Ashley. She's so dynamic and so down to earth at the same time. It was just a great conversation.
Well, and to realize that fame doesn't mean that you're not normal, because she's going to be famous very, very soon here within a couple of days of this podcast. But she is so normal. I mean, she's got a messy house. Thank you. I relate to that. She's got kids running around with diapers. I still wear diapers. I mean, I can't say that. But, you know,
but she has a lot of other things going on. She's just a regular person. I love that.
She's good people. And she's very involved, and she's very giving and very supportive.
Very genuine. And I think that's what comes across, and people relate to that.
Hey, where can they find us? Because we got to go.
We are at foodblogradio.com, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We are all over the place. And don't forget to leave a comment when you listen to these great podcasts, because we know we are your favorite podcast. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. You can sign up for our newsletter on our blog site. Register at iTunes to hear us every single week. And we are also on Stitcher.
Cha-ching. There you go. Hope to see you guys soon. If there's somebody you would like us to interview, send us an email at info@foodblogradio.com. If you have a complaint, send it to sarah@foodblog.com. Again. All right. That's it, everybody. We're out of here.
All right. We'll see you next week, everyone. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye-bye.